Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. Today's devotional is called Limitless Limits. The verse I really want to talk to you about is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17. And this is what Paul writes. He says, "Only as the Lord has assigned to each one, as God has called each, in this manner, let them walk." In tomorrow's devotional, Pastor John Riley is going to share with us what it means to walk with God. But for today, I want to think together about the circumstantial limits that we sometimes put on ourselves. Limits which lead us to believe that we're not yet in a position to walk well. A rather famous saying around Emmanuel Faith is, and I quote, "Do the next right thing." I wonder, are there ever any external limitations which prevent this from happening? It seems the Corinthians would have said yes. In fact, I think we can discern from the text that there are some in the church who believe that they cannot walk well unless and until they are no longer slaves. And while it's not in this week's passage specifically, I don't think it a far stretch to say there are others who think they can't walk well until they are married, or maybe even until they are divorced. A challenge for all of us when we experience the Lord assigning situations that we find uncomfortable or undesirable is to avoid going to a place where we feel comfortable making excuses for our lack of obedience. It's as if we say, well, hey, if He really wanted me to obey, He would not have ordained this. He knows that obedience is literally impossible right now. Now, the biggest problem with this line of thinking is simply that Paul refutes it. The reality is this, Emmanuel Faith. If God knew there to be some particular set of circumstances He could send our way, which would make obedience impossible, He would then be guilty of deceiving us as well as setting us up for failure. Fortunately, that is not who He is. And because that is not who He is, we are presented with this challenge from verse 17. Rather than looking at our lives in order to identify all of the perceived barriers to obedience, we're to look for all of the opportunities for obedience. And there are a gazillion. Emmanuel Faith, we're called to walk well as we travel the road that the Lord has assigned to us. Now, I'll admit, sometimes that is easier said than done. I don't know what limits have been placed on you right now, but I do know the opportunities for obedience, the opportunities to do the next right thing, are limitless. It might take a perspective shift to see them, but they are there. And so my prayer for you and for me today is that God would open our eyes to the boundless opportunities for obedience and for walking well, regardless of what obstacles we might face. And why would I pray this? Because I know, as do you, that it is in obedience to Him that we come to know Him better. And I know that we all want that. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.